I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
And the reward for the Florida Panthers, a team that's knocked them out of the playoffs twice in this decade in the first round, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, Florida's favorite in the series. I think both of us will like Florida in that series, but that is funny, right? Florida wins the division. The reward, here's the team that's won the Cup a bunch recently, Andrei Vasilevskiy and the Tampa Bay Lightning. ESPN, courtesy of the call there from this past Tuesday night. Boston losing to Ottawa, coupled with that Florida win over Toronto, sends Florida to a division championship. So Florida gets Tampa, and Boston will host the Toronto Maple Leafs this weekend in Game 1, the Bruins with home ice in that series. And Boston's knocked Toronto out of the playoffs like 30 times this century. And we've only had 24 years. It's pretty amazing. Dennis Bernstein will join us next segment. Dennis will give us his betting thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs. All of our bets for tonight and this weekend in the NBA and NHL postseason next hour on the show. Yesterday on the program, Ken, you gave us an appetizer for how to bet the first round series in the National Hockey League, talking about regular season series and how that could really inform us to make some potentially valuable bets when we're talking about, you know, who do we like to win series in advance to the second round. So if you'd like to give like a quick synopsis of what we talked about yesterday, and then let's go a little bit more in detail with it and figure out like who should we be betting on based on this information in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I said this yesterday, and I'm sure Maybe it raised a couple eyebrows, like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Regular season series, like, if I did this for the NBA playoffs, if I said, hey, like, you know, on November 8th, the Bulls beat the Celtics, so I'm going with the Bulls when they play the Celtics in the 1-8, you'd be like, well, that's a pretty dumb reason to do something like that. Like, in the NBA, you can throw out a lot of the regular season series matchup results, injured stars, games from 6 months ago, like, both, you know, in combination. And so it makes using that data for that sport pretty disastrous, honestly, something that like I wouldn't really recommend doing. And you know, you never know where you're going to find this stuff. I stumbled on vacation. I'm just like doing some NHL work on who I'm going to bet to win the Stanley Cup, because that's what I do on vacation. And the kids were asleep, like nighttime out, not going to the beach, was there all day. Now I'm going to like lay in bed and research Stanley Cup stuff. And I stumbled across a research packet from the NHL. So it's like, oh, like what betting site was this from? Well, it was from the league, and it had nothing to do with betting. And it was, I went back and found it. It's heading into the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. So we actually have had two more postseasons since then, and we're about to have a third since this packet was compiled. And, you know,
like
going through and some of the, I feel like they're, and the funny thing is they're like the only team that bucks this trend, which is so funny. And so I'm reading it, and I just go, you know, you go over, like, it's talking about home ice advantage. It's talking about some other, like, you know, you need a hot goalie to win the Stanley. All these things that people talk about all the time. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I get to this one, and I go, wait, what? What does it say? Like, wait, hang on a second. And I kind of, like, double-taked, and I read it again, and I go, whoa, okay. I didn't know that. And maybe people know this, but I think this stuff is super interesting. So this was heading into 2022, and I can give you the couple seasons after that. This is literally from a packet from the NHL. Over the past 10 seasons, So this is from 2022 backwards. A team who has won the season series versus an opponent has a 65-46 series record when facing that same opponent in the Stanley Cup playoffs that year. And look, 65-46, nothing to scoff at, like 60%, essentially, like winning percentage. You might be like, well, like, but teams are better than other teams. So, you know, like this would be, to use an NBA example, like if the Celtics beat the Bulls in the season series, that doesn't really help us bet them in the playoffs. They're going to be minus 50,000. I would just say, before I remove one other qualifier here, like, hockey doesn't work like that. All of the series prices for hockey are usually incredibly small, and the season series in hockey can be incredibly different depending on opponent. The good teams don't always beat the bad teams, and the bad teams don't always beat the good. The teams are much more jumbled than that. So even having this kind of record or point to start with should at least be considered. It can be one element of how you consider the series of who had, you know, who had a really lot of success in the regular season. But then it provides another kind of qualifier, which helps us pare this down even further, that this is essentially a signal that dies as you get later in the playoffs and you start accumulating a ton of games. Teams probably, you know, like get used to playing playoff hockey. Styles can change. You're changing goalies in and out maybe by the series. There are injuries. A lot can happen. So when you just use the first two rounds, and literally this is from the packet as well, you essentially remove a lot of the losses and very few of the wins, and you end up within the first two rounds of the playoffs, and this was the 10 years leading into 2022, first two rounds of the playoffs, you win the regular season series, you are 59-34 against the team that you're playing against if you see that team in the playoffs, which is, I gotta be honest, is like, maybe I'm the idiot here, I'm floored that that's the case. Like 10 years and 100 data points, basically. And that's what you get. And you have to remember, like, this isn't the NBA. Look at the series prices. Look at the series prices for every series. If you bet hockey before, you know how this stuff gets lined. Coin flip type stuff. Very rare to see, like, more than two or three minus 200, minus 250 favorites in the same postseason. And it's those prices aren't dictated by the season series. So I mentioned that was up to 2022. Excuse me. I looked at 22 in 2023. It got better. Got like way better, actually. So like, actually, wow, that's like a pretty crazy trend. How's it been since then? Much better, actually. So in 2022, the really crazy thing is the only first round series in which one team won the season series, but the other team, you actually had the reversal of the trend, was the eventual Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. They played Nashville in the first round. Nashville had won the season series 3-1. Colorado ended up obviously winning that series because they went on to win the Stanley Cup. You had a ton of examples that year of teams that won the season series and ended up advancing. Let's see, one, two, three. You had, yeah, aside from Colorado, you had six other examples where a team won the regular season series. All six of those teams advanced to the second round against their opponents. A lot of those series prices were not nearly as ridiculous as you'd think by knowing this. And look, this doesn't have to be that every series works out this way, but you add those six, and then we look at last year's playoff series. And this is where I think things get interesting, because I now you think back to the bets that you made, right? Or the bets that you and I both made when we went to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We both liked the Rangers to go really far in the playoffs. So profile looked pretty good. Team has a ton of talent. They drew the Devils in the first round in a series that was lined pretty close, but the Rangers were favored in the series. The Devils dominated the Rangers in the regular season series between those two teams. The Devils would end up losing the first two and winning four in a row to win game six or game seven to advance in that series.
I think, yeah, well, yeah, Rangers were up 2-0. Devils won the next three. Rangers won game six. Devils won game seven.
So the point would just be like, yeah, one of those where you go, wish I'd known that, like wish I'd had this before I bet on it. The only season series last year, which was won by one team, but then the other team won the playoff rematch, was one of the biggest historical upsets in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is the Bruins, because the Bruins, and I checked this, the Bruins won the regular season series against every opponent last year. They did not lose the regular season series. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you think of a three-gamer, maybe they dropped two to somebody, like somebody random. You didn't have a bad 3 days. I mean, the team broke all kinds of records. They won the regular season series against Florida, two regulation wins, one loss, one overtime loss, and Florida obviously ended up winning that and went to the Stanley Cup final, but you had a ton of other Vegas-dominated Winnipeg in the regular season, then beat them in the first round. You know, I mentioned Jersey and the Rangers, Carolina and the Islanders, Toronto, Tampa. Again, these over and over and over again. I'm not saying this is going to go the same way. It's never that clean. But like, look, whatever handicapping techniques you use to bet the Stanley Cup playoffs, and if you're listening to this and you like hockey, you probably know more than I do about the Stanley Cup playoffs. You probably have stuff that maybe some of it works. You know a little bit more than I do. You know about the teams definitely more than I do. I think this has to be one thing that gets put into your handicapping, at least in the first round. It's just like there is crazy carryover from how teams match up stylistically into regular season to first round of playoffs. And whether you agree with that or not, the data says that. And then I'm saying it. So like, it's just true. It just is that way. And I feel like it's kind of not baked into some of these series prices as much as you would expect. Some of them, I think it is, but some it's not. And I think that's really interesting.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick and Ken here. You Better You Bet on a Thursday, talking betting on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Dennis Bernstein will join us next segment to do the exact same thing. So that was a great explanation as to like the methodology here and kind of like how it's worked over the last couple of years and over the last decade. I have gone through, and I know you did also, all of the first round series that we know about, and then the projected matchups for both the Stars and the Edmonton Oilers. So let's save Dallas for a second here because we don't know who their opponent's going to be. But as it stands right now, Ken, we have three first round matchups that are set in stone in the NHL playoffs where we had a season sweep in the regular season series. Those three series, the Boston Bruins, 4-0 against the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Vancouver Canucks, 3-0 against the Nashville Predators. And I think this one will surprise people just based on, you know, one of these teams always loses and one won the Stanley Cup a couple years ago. The Winnipeg Jets 3-0 sweep the Colorado Avalanche in the regular season this year. So Ken, why don't we start with those three series and then we can go through some of the rest here in the segment.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting here is not just that the Jets swept the season series or the Canucks swept the season series, or the Bruins swept the season series. These are also teams using like my set of historical criteria for Stanley Cup champion. The Bruins especially and the Canucks especially. The Jets a little more in between. They do have the best goalie in the playoffs for sure. Connor Hellebuck will win the Vezina. These are also two teams, the Bruins and Canucks, who stand out a lot as having a lot of things that go into having a Stanley Cup winner. Now, it's not that one of them has to win. I like Florida a great deal as well to win the Stanley Cup. It's probably those three for me to start the playoffs, and that applies to Conn Smythe and everything. And I'll be betting all three in their first round series. So it's, to me, it's like combination, right? It's not just the season series, but I'm looking at all my other stuff, and I'm like, I love Boston against Toronto before I knew about this. And now I have this extra kind of piece of ammunition to go to war with when I'm handicapping the series. I liked Winnipeg. Colorado's profile is awful in a lot of things that make Stanley Cup champions and teams make deep runs. They're really bad at a lot of it. And I get the Jets at a plus price because of like respect to Nathan MacKinnon, who will win the Hart, and Colorado, and Winnipeg's kind of been a flame out a couple times. I totally get that. It seems like a really good betting opportunity. And I actually like if Nashville had drawn almost anybody else, I would really like Nashville in these playoffs. They do a lot of things that I like that work in the postseason. I think they've had an impossible draw here with a team that's dominated them, and the Thatcher Demko returning, obviously, like the biggest story in the series, played against Calgary the other night, going to play in this series going forward, probably a top 3 to 5.
He's playing tonight, by the way. Demko's playing tonight against Winnipeg in the season finale. Yep.
Right, the idea is, and this has been the plan all along, they said basically weeks in advance, that Calgary game, maybe it was Edmonton the game before, but they were like, not so much, probably going to be Calgary, need to get at least 2 games in before the playoff series starts. If he's good to go, Vancouver was a President's Trophy winner, basically, before he got injured. Like, that's very interesting as well. So again, like, teams I liked anyway in these first round series, teams I like to go deep in the playoffs, especially Boston and Vancouver, they get really good draws here, and now we add the season series on top of that.
Let's go lightning round with a couple more of these here. Florida, a 2-1 series, regular season series win over Tampa. Edmonton, either team that they'll play in the first round, a regular season series win over, 2-1 against Vegas, 3-1 against the LA Kings. And then Dallas, and I want to save the Islanders and the Rangers in those series for last. The Dallas Stars swept the LA Kings, one of their two potential opponents based on the results tonight, and then were swept by the Vegas Golden Knights. So some interesting stuff there, Ken, with Florida beating Tampa in that season series, Edmonton winning both season series against their potential opponent, and then Dallas sweeping the Kings and being swept by the Golden Knights.
Dallas, I know, is a team that, like, a sharp bettors that I've talked to, other people who bet hockey, it seems like everyone's on Dallas to win the Stanley Cup. If I were them, I'd be praying you draw the Kings then in the first round, because Vegas seems like it's really problematic for them. And Vegas obviously won the Stanley Cup last year, too. That would be a banger first round series if those teams played. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, depending on the draw, maybe I'll like each side. I don't like Dallas as much as I did a couple months ago. I prefer these other teams instead. But certainly, like, you can see how the matchup, and this was true with Boston as well. Boston lost out of the division. They I don't think they were going to beat Tampa. They struggled with Tampa this year, and they drew into a matchup with Toronto, who they never lose to. It's just so significant, I think, that these last couple games of the season happened.
Maybe Florida, Dallas against the Kings. I think I'd like the Knights against the Stars, and the Edmonton matchups I think will be really interesting as well. If Edmonton, can they make a deep run in this Stanley Cup playoffs? And the last ones we'll talk about will be the Rangers series against the Capitals and the Islanders series against the Hurricanes. Both of these were 2-2. Hurricanes 2-2 against the Isles, Rangers 2-2 against the Caps. Carolina, a huge favorite against the Islanders. The Rangers, a huge favorite against the Capitals. And look, this gives me no pleasure to say this as a Rangers fan. I feel like if I were not a Rangers fan, my thought would be, I feel like, isn't it worth probably putting a couple bucks on the Caps and a couple bucks on the Islanders? That's my interpretation of this, Ken. What say you?
Yeah, and we had a series last year that was hotly contested in the regular season and ended up producing a pretty big upset, and that was Colorado and Seattle played a really hotly contested close regular season series. That was one of the biggest upsets. Florida hadn't beat Boston. That would have been the biggest upset of the first round. Colorado, defending Stanley Cup champion, out of the playoffs. I the prediction I'll make is I bet one of the dogs wins in this series. I'm not quite sure. I like the Islanders much more as a potential upset candidate. But it would not surprise me at all to have at least one of these be a lot closer than people expect and result in an underdog outright upset.
So just again, the sweeps here, Boston over Toronto, Jets over the Avalanche, Canucks over the Predators. And if we get Dallas and the Kings, and that I do think that's what's going to happen. The Kings, a huge favorite tonight against the Blackhawks. They win. They will play Dallas. Dallas 3-0 this season in the regular season against the Los Angeles Kings. Really good stuff there from Ken Barkley on how to bet the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll get some good stuff coming up next on how to bet the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs with the great Dennis Bernstein of SiriusXM NHL Radio in the fourth period. He joins Nick and Ken next on a Thursday.